Are we about to speak to Thomas Markle, the brother of Meghan Markle, who just got evicted from Celebrity Big Brother?
Big Brother VIP, my friend. Yeah, joins us on the line. Thomas Markle Jr., nice to have you with us.
Oh, my God, I'm so excited. I'm the 12th caller. What did I win?
Yeah, man.
Well, we have got massive prizes today, Thomas, to be honest. So, thanks for alerting everyone to that. But, I mean, it was obviously filmed a little while ago, but how's the feedback been over? You're back in America. How's the feedback been from your point of view?
I get a lot of positive feedback. It's just been incredible. You know, I've given links to my family and friends. They've been watching it a bit, so it's been an incredible journey. Loved it.
Thomas, when you first signed on to this show, there was a fair bit of commentary surrounding it that they're not the royals, are they? Harry and Meghan would be watching very closely
the Sussexes.
Have you had any feedback that backs that up? Do you know if they've seen any of it?
You know, I can't say if they've seen it or not. I'm pretty sure that they both watched it. I would guarantee they did. So,
would they watch it to get annoyed, or like, is it a relationship which is salvageable, do you think?
Well, I can probably guarantee the fact that they were really annoyed with all the teaser trailers and the comments about being shallow and all that stuff. But, you know, I think all that was done for a reason, so I could really come out and write that sincere apology letter. And so hopefully it was a tear jerking moment for him.
Let's hear some of that letter. Thomas, this is what you wrote.
The first thing I want to say to both of you is that I am sorry from the bottom of my heart for the awful, mean letter that I wrote to you prior to your wedding.
So, Thomas, she has since been exposed as to one of the letters she wrote that she actually wanted it to be broadcast. What was your take on that?
Well, you know, unfortunately, a lot of stuff has come to the surface in the last few days in the media regarding, you know, all that stuff with the lies and everything. But, you know, that letter on Big Brother VIP, you know, it was put out there, you know, from my heart. So, you know, like I said, the past is the past, and just, you know, let's move on. Life is too short, and let's make amends, and we'll, you know, hopefully we can all get together for Christmas.
That's a good idea. But how would you reach out? Like, you've televised a letter. You know, like, if you wanted to try and reach out to them, now I'm pretty sure she's changed her number. Like, how would Thomas Markle, who's a member of the Markle family, how would you try and reach out to them if you know, now?
Oh, well, I guess, you know, what's worked before in the past, I don't know. I guess I'll have to do another TV show. Keep reaching out.
Thomas, about you doing a TV show, in the letter you say that you and your family got completely confronted by all the media attention that you got when she hooked up with Prince Harry. But then how do you answer people saying, well, you're doing Celebrity Big Brother, so you must love the attention?
Well, no, I mean, who would not take this opportunity to be invited to come on Big Brother in Australia? I mean, that's a once in a lifetime thing for anybody to be a part of, and I wouldn't change that for anything. So yes, I'm very happy about the attention.
A lot of people have knocked back the opportunity.
Hey Thomas, I reckon that you might get an invite to Christmas, and you might be staying in the chicken coop.
No, wait. Harry's job is to protect those chickens from the coyotes. That's not my job.
That's his job, all right. Good on you, Thomas Markle. Good fun on Big Brother VIP. Good on you, man. Have a nice Christmas.